This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the justifications for those tariffs from the Trump administration, other than the stated one of national security that Scott and Nancy were talking about, is that the White House wants to protect American jobs, it says. The jobs have been lost here because other countries have been dumping low-cost metals onto the global market. Those opposed to the tariffs say many more jobs could be lost in industries that use metal to make things like cars and appliances, industries that would, in theory, have to pay higher prices for their steel and aluminum. Who's right? We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to dig into that one.
We'll start by comparing U.S. jobs in steel and aluminum production that Trump's tariffs aim to protect and jobs that could be at risk from higher metal prices in industries like autos and machinery and aerospace. Here's Douglas Holtz-Aiken at the American Action Forum.
You are potentially harming a large number, 6 million or so, for some 140,000 or so steelworkers.
The 140,000 steel and aluminum production workers number comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The 6 million plus metal-using workers is from Moody's Analytics. Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute says this trade-off's worth it in the short run to help U.S. manufacturing workers who've been slammed by unfair global competition.
I think we're going to actually protect some steel jobs. Plants that would have shuttered and people that would have been laid off will get some breathing room.
Mark Goodfellow is the president of Steelworkers Local 420 in Messina, New York, where one of Alcoa's last remaining aluminum smelters is still operating with about 500 workers.
Excitement. There's nothing but pure excitement over this. Now it feels like we have a chance to compete.
Douglas Holtz-Aiken says even if some jobs are added in steel and aluminum, it's not likely to be a lot. He grew up in Pittsburgh. His father ran a steel mill, now closed and bankrupt.
And that mill is not going to come back if we put in steel tariffs. And the mills that do come back are going to look dramatically different.
With a lot of sophisticated automation and fewer workers on the factory floor. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.